the Beatles. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Two British terrorists who were prominent in the rise and brutality of ISIS indicted in the U.S. Fox's Tanya J. Powers live here in New York.
Dave, El-Shafi, El-Sheikh, and Alexander Cody are expected to make an appearance in a federal courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia this afternoon. Now, they were part of an ISIS cell that beheaded Western hostages and are two of the four men called the Beatles by the hostages they held captive because of their British accent. They are accused of holding captive and beheading almost two dozen hostages, including American journalist James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, as well as aid workers Peter Kosig and Kayla Mueller. Dave.
Tanya, President Trump keeps recovering from COVID in the White House.
The president has already been on the phone this morning talking to Secretary Mnuchin. The secretary and I have been talking about what we could do with standalone bills.
Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox they still want Corona financial aid for airlines and small businesses and another round of $1,200 checks for Americans the day after the president said he was ending negotiations. Now, President Trump has lost another battle over his taxes. Fox's Lillian Wu has the update live.
Dave, a federal appeals court has just rejected the president's attempt to block a subpoena for his taxes and ruled his accountant must turn over 8 years' worth of records to a New York State prosecutor. There's a lower court stay in place, so the president's team will have time to make an appeal for a second time to the Supreme Court. A Justice Department spokesperson says it's reviewing today's ruling. Dave?
Well, Lillian, Vice President Pence faces off with Democrat Kamala Harris tonight in the only running mate debate.
The Commission on Presidential Debates agreed to increase the distance between Pence and Harris to 12 feet 3 inches. Plexiglass will also be used as an additional pandemic precaution.
Fox's Jared Halpern, the vice presidential debate. You can watch it on the Fox News channel or listen on the Fox News app tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
Paid for by Lose Debt. Attention, this is a very important message to anyone with debt exceeding $10,000. With the worldwide stock markets free-falling, coronavirus being labeled a global pandemic, cities and whole countries in quarantine and layoffs picking up speed, the last thing you need to worry about is your credit card bills. Due to the recent global events, a special debt relief helpline has been created for anyone with over $10,000 in debt. But you must call us at 800-805-7728. As banks shore up capital bracing for a recession, they are willing to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe, making it a perfect time to eliminate your debt and save your money during these tough economic times. There are no upfront fees, and we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. But you must call us at 800-805-7728. This opportunity won't last long, so call us today at 800-805-7728. You have enough to worry about. Settle your debt and remove that unneeded stress. 800-805-7728. That's 800-805-7728.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Another day of triple digits today, and then maybe not for the rest of the week. 102 and sunny today, 70 overnight tonight, calm winds. 98 and sunny tomorrow, 67 tomorrow night, and then on Friday, sunny and 96, 66 on Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. This is Kimberly Kale. I'm the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And I am here this morning with Carol Brown, who is here to talk to us this morning about the 2020 Walk to End Alzheimer's. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Kimberly.
How are you?
I am great. I am excited. We are almost there.
Almost there. It's October 17th, right?
Absolutely, yes. A week from this Saturday, we will be walking for the Yuma Walk to End Alzheimer's, and walk will be everywhere.
And walk will be everywhere. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, because I know that it's going to look quite different this year due to COVID.
Absolutely. So, obviously, we had to make some changes, and we needed to adapt and make determinations on how walk could go forward. You know, Alzheimer's doesn't stop because of COVID, and we could not allow the walks to not take place this year. The walks are one of the primary fundraisers for the Alzheimer's Association to raise the funds that they use to put into research, which, by the way, on a side note, the Alzheimer's Association is the number one nonprofit in the world providing dollars for research. We are number three, only behind two countries, the United States and China. So the work that the Alzheimer's Association does to raise funds for research and for the support services and the resources is huge. So they had to keep this going this year. They took a look at different opportunities and ways to go about it. They decided to do a blended version of the walk, which means that people are going to be able to register and walk wherever they choose to, with whoever they want to. So there won't be that huge corporate gathering this year, but people are going to be walking their neighborhoods. They're going to walk around their businesses. They're going to walk on trails. They're going to go for a hike on Telegraph Pass. They're going to walk on their treadmill, and they're going to use their Fitbit and track their steps so that their supporters will donate based on those steps. So there's a lot of ways to walk. What will be different is there will be a virtual platform, which is called the main stage, and our opening ceremony and our Promise Garden dedication will happen right before we walk that morning virtually. People are going to be able to get on to this main stage through the app that the association has set up. When you register, you're going to start getting connected to everything that's available. And then there will be a physical Promise Garden in Yuma, actually a couple. But the main Promise Garden is going to be located at Yuma Catholic High School, and it will be open all day, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and it's drive-by. So again, they are focusing on safety and health. They want to make sure that people feel comfortable participating, and I think they've covered all the bases.
It looked like it. When I was on the website yesterday, it really looked like everything was covered, and I love the fact that you can walk wherever you want. I mean, I can walk with my family, I can walk with my friends, you can walk with, you know, people that you work with. Tell me a little bit more. One of the things that really intrigued me yesterday, though, when I was looking at it, was the app. Has that been around before? Is that new this year?
No, they've had an app in the past. It didn't do everything that it's going to do this year, obviously. But literally last year's, we were fundraising. I was able to do a fundraiser, and let's say someone wanted to give me a check. I literally could go on the app to my team and my registration, and I could submit that check through the app so that there wasn't the concern and worry about trying to get those funds mailed off. We don't have a local office for the Alzheimer's Association here. which is why WACOG partners with the association to try and bring those resources into our community. That was a big thing last year, was being able to get those funds submitted right away. I didn't have to worry, and then it was taken care of. So that was huge last year. Also, being able to check your team stats. Literally last year at the walk, I was jumping on the app and looking to see where we were at because our team had a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And literally at the walk, we hit our goal.
Oh,
from people donating. So it was really fun to watch what was happening.
That's really great. One of the things that I really noticed on the app was that there are celebrities to keep you going during your walk. And having been a fan of Frasier, I used to watch the TV show after Cheers, and then remember Frasier? Okay.
I loved it.
Okay, so one of the celebrities I happen to notice that they're going to have this year is David Hyde Pierce. And he played Dr. Niles Crane on Frasier, Frasier's brother.
Okay.
And so all I could think of is I'm on this walk, I'm going to be listening to him.
I liked him.
Yeah, I liked him too. So yeah. I'm like, who better to keep me going than Dr. Niles Crane?
Is he going to be in Yuma?
No,
he's virtually going to be here.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Through the app, you're going to be able to listen to various stars and you know, world-known entities for words of encouragement. A lot of people, and Russ, you've heard me talk about this for years.
Many times.
Many people are affected by Alzheimer's.
Too many people, and that's why you keep talking about it.
Because literally.
It is a serious issue, and it's growing in seriousness, and we need to do the research to find out
why. We absolutely do, and you know, I know that you know. Kimberly, you may not know this. Unfortunately, Arizona is in a number one position, which isn't a good thing. We are the number one state in the nation for the diagnosis of Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I unfortunately have a personal connection to Alzheimer's. My uncle, when I was a child, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and passed away when I was a teenager. And so it's a lot different when you experience it as a child and as a teenager because you don't understand. And it's unfortunate because it made him scary to me, if that makes sense.
Of course it does.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's part of what the association also provides through the services and support is they have what they call lunch and learns. They have educational pieces that can be offered either to a community group or it can be offered to a business to provide education and help folks learn how to communicate with someone who is dealing with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's or a form of dementia so that it's not scary. So that when you're working in a bank and your customer walks up to the counter and they seem distressed and things aren't going well, you have some skill sets to understand what could be happening and how to best communicate with them and assist them in that moment. These are all things that the association does through the funds that they raise. And those funds that we raise for the Yuma Walk are to support Yuma County.
Well, and one of the things I don't know if people realize if they've never experienced a family member or a loved one or someone close to them with Alzheimer's is it's also, to me, physically scary. Because my uncle would wander off. He would leave the house. And they were farmers, and they lived out in the country. And if he wandered off, you know, out through the fields or something, it could be very hard to find him.
It's dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
So that happens here in Yuma. In the summer, there can be several reports, so silver alert. Many times it's going to be a senior who is living with Alzheimer's, and they have wandered off. Now, in the Yuma summer heat, it's devastating.
Sure.
And we have lost some of our seniors because of that. That is referred to as sundowners. And it is a part of that process as the disease moves forward in the person. It is frightening because you don't want to lose someone just because they've wandered off and they just are not sure how to get back home.
A lot of the retirement places have memory care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those buildings are locked. I mean, you can't get out.
Right.
Without help.
Yeah. They do try to have a secure part of the building to protect them. These are all challenges that folks are facing. And in Arizona, we're going to face it even more because of our diagnosis rate.
Yeah.
So this is just really critical for
us to focus
on.
Because we have such a large, older population that come here to retire, is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's not that there's something in the soil.
No.
Okay,
no.
Thank you.
We are a favored state for retirement and to stay here. How many people come to Arizona as a winter visitor and decide to make this home how many retire out of the military and decide to make this home. So absolutely.
We love our winter visitors.
We do.
Well, perfect. We'll pick up this conversation again in a few moments. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
This is Jamie Johansson, an olive and citrus farmer with an important voter alert from California's leading agricultural groups. A deceptive tax measure is coming your way this November. Prop 15 isn't just an $11 billion property tax hike that hits small businesses. A new report by the county tax assessors reveals Prop 15 also hikes taxes on agriculture. Under Prop 15, farmers and ranchers will pay higher taxes on dairy, vineyards, irrigation, even crops like fruit trees, nut trees, and grapevines. A tax on farms is a tax on everyone. By increasing taxes on farms, Prop 15 drives up the price of groceries for California consumers at the worst possible time. Please join family farmers and ranchers and vote no on Prop 15. Stop higher food taxes.
Ad paid for by family farmers against Prop 15. Stop higher food taxes. Committee major funding from California Farm Bureau Federation and Western Growers.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity is brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981. Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBLU, where you're always right.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Cindy Landine. I've been with the station for 30 years. The best part about my job is I'm not tied to my desk. I'm out and about in the Yuma community helping businesses and nonprofit organizations better themselves by achieving their marketing goals.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Sloan, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Sloan. Read more about my plan at ericsloan.com. Paid for by Sloan 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Sloan.
Listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and we are here this morning with Carol Brown, who's talking about the 2020 Walk to End Alzheimer's. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Kimberly. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Now,
thought I'd catch you taking a drink there.
No fluids allowed in the studio.
Keep that in mind.
I was gonna say, well, we're not going to mention my cup of coffee back over there, right? Okay, got it. Okay. So, Carol, we were kind of talking about when we went to commercials about how we have so many seniors, because, I mean, we love our snowbirds and we love our seniors that come to Arizona to stay. And so that clearly is affecting the number of people in Alzheimer's in our state. Is there anything else that might be affecting it?
Well, in reality, because we're a favored state, lots of times people are looking at the harsh winters they could be living with, also cost of living in other states. That causes a lot of people who have come to Arizona for one reason or another. Military is a good example. They decide when they get out of the service to stay here. So we just increase our population that are at a higher age level to begin with, and then they stay put. And now we've got families separated. We've got folks that have decided to make this their permanent home as a senior, and families are spread across the United States. So they're here because weather is easier to deal with, cost of living is better, but now they also don't have the support system that they need if they can't get to these kind of resources and assistance that they have to have, especially when that diagnosis of Alzheimer's takes place.
I can understand that. My great-grandparents moved to Arizona, but my grandma still lives back in Illinois. So that happened in my own family. I've seen that. So let's say I see that the walk is at 9:30 on October 17th. Let's say I'm not available at 9:30 that day, or I have some physical impairment or something and I can't do the walk. Are there other ways that I can help?
Absolutely. Some folks sign up for the walk every year, and they don't plan to actually physically walk. They may not be able to, as you mentioned, but they do want to be a part of it. So they will sign up and they will fundraise. Some folks will fundraise through holding some type of an event. They will ask for donations through friends and family. One of the most popular ways this year is starting that Facebook fundraiser. And you probably see it frequently, but literally through the registration, when you go to YumaAlzheimer'sWalk.org and you get signed up, you can be the team captain, and you can be a captain of a team of one. So you may sign up and say, but I don't plan to walk, but I want to know how to fundraise. Everything is on the site. They've made it so simple for you to just click and say, okay, what's the best way for me to be able to fundraise under these circumstances? And they have suggestions and ideas. They'll help you connect a Facebook fundraiser right there on the spot. They help you navigate how to set up that page and get it going. You click a button, and your fundraiser is up and going. So it's very, very simple.
And, you know, having worked for nonprofits for a long time, I would guess at least that some companies will match. Like if somebody wanted to put together a team with their coworkers, that the company might actually match what they raise. Have you heard of that happening?
Some companies do, yes. It depends on the state and the area. For Yuma, we just have incredibly generous businesses.
We do.
And they try to support as much as they can all the time, constantly. Just received a generous donation to my Facebook fundraiser page from a business here in Yuma. And the reason was because they'd been personally touched by Alzheimer's, and it mattered to them. And that's why a lot of folks get involved. That's why businesses support, because like we talked about before, so many are affected. If you're not currently affected by Alzheimer's, you will be.
I agree. I mean, like I said, I had somebody in my family that was, and unfortunately, it's my understanding that there's some sort of a genetic component.
There can be. Okay. There are different effects and causes for Alzheimer's. Dementias. So Alzheimer's is under the umbrella of the dementia umbrella. So there's forms of dementias that can be directly attributed to health conditions, perhaps suffering a severe stroke, etc. So there's reasons why people can actually be affected and be in that dementia family because of a health condition. Others, it can be genetic. It depends on, also there could be some higher digits based on sex, race. Females are more affected than males. And our Hispanic community, our African American community are higher affected than Caucasian. So this is all research they're doing. This is all work that they have to study to try and determine why is that happening. There's a huge research project going on through the U of A in Tucson that the association was able to fund. And they are doing the research of why women, what's happening, tracing back what could be the start of that cause, why the percentages are so much higher.
How much higher is it? I mean, is it a big difference?
It is substantial. I'm sorry, I don't have those digits today.
But it is,
yeah,
it isn't a small amount. It's a,
no, you know, it's not. And with other races, it can be 2-to-1, 3-to-1.
Haven't they looked at also diet as well as
all
occupation?
All of it. When I go out and I provide the community presentations and the education on it, there's a few things that we want to talk about right away with folks that don't have a lot of knowledge about Alzheimer's. So first and foremost, yes, there is no cure at this time. That's why we walk. But are there things that we can do to hopefully improve the situation? Absolutely. So now they're looking at diet. They are looking at exercise. Yes, we want you to get an early diagnosis. We want you to be going to the doctor and getting physicals. Most people don't like to do that, and we understand. But the earlier the diagnosis, the better off you're going to be, because you have all of that time to be able to start making great decisions for your life, to participate and accomplish the things that you want to. Many folks, when they receive an early diagnosis, they're still driving, they're still working, they're still playing sports, participating in hobbies, those bucket list items, those visits with family, and making those legal decisions that are critical can all happen at that point. The longer you wait, the worse it is for you and for loved ones around you, because now you're scrambling to try and make determinations that are really best for you, your life, and what your wishes are for how you would like to do things.
Do we know enough that if there's a indication of an early onset, that it can be, there could be changes in our life that could keep it from progressing?
There's ways to keep it at bay and make some healthier choices at that point to help you out. There are medications that can help the process early on. Obviously, once you're further along, those aren't going to be effective any longer.
Because it doesn't reverse.
No, it does not. Right. It will not reverse. So, yes, but lifestyle choices are huge. And the better we take care of ourselves, the better off we are. We know it. People don't want to hear it. But and listen, the thing that they're looking at now is the correlation between high blood pressure and Alzheimer's.
Oh, interesting.
So there's studies on that.
Stop looking at that.
Yeah.
I know. So there's some reality checks that we can look at. And if we have other comorbidities, if there's some other health conditions you're dealing with, you really need, that's just another reason to take care of yourself and really consider what you're doing, how you're eating, how much are you moving, and exercise your brain. This is huge. And people don't necessarily understand what that means when I say exercise your brain, because quite often people respond and say, oh, I'm good there. I do crosswords all the time.
Oh.
That's great, but that won't help you because your brain has already been trained to do crosswords. When we say exercise your brain, it means do something new that's going to challenge you to learn it. Learn to play an instrument.
Oh.
Pick up a hobby you've never knitted or crocheted. Learn. Do things that are going to challenge your mind to be able to process, learn it, and become proficient, because that helps exercise your brain.
And does that help arrest any progression if that's done, or do we know?
They're looking at the positive effects of actually keeping your brain going. I will reverse it for you right now, and I will tell you a sad thing. So through the social isolation that's happened and the efforts that were made to try and protect our older adults that have this diagnosis, that have had to be secluded, with social isolation at that level, it causes faster deterioration.
I don't doubt that.
So it's really, really important that you stay engaged and you keep working your mind. And so that interaction, that social engagement is huge for our seniors, but it is also critical for those that are living with some form of dementia or Alzheimer's.
I can totally see that. I mean, it's been rough on people who, you know, whose mental health was stable before. It's been very difficult, this social isolation. One of the things we didn't talk about real quick, if you could touch on the financial and economic impact of how this has happened. I see you've got a note in front of you.
I do. So I'm just going to, I know we're running short on time, so I'm going to tell you right now, we already talked about we're the number one state for the diagnosis. We are the number four state for the cause of death being Alzheimer's. And then I've got some digits that I can get into when we get back about what it costs and how many unpaid hours we've got going on for caregivers.
Okay, well, that's almost all the time we have. This is Kimberly with the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, Chamber Chatter, and we've been talking to Carol Brown, who's been talking about the 2020 WACDA and Alzheimer's. I think we could have spent the whole hour on this easily.
Yes, I'm sorry. It went by so quick.
It does. It always goes by so quick. But you've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Is your air conditioning system ready for the summer heat? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, quick refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, exclusively offering Hercules tires. A new level of performance and versatility. All weather on and off-road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability. Longer lasting, outstanding warranty and road hazard protection. Get your Hercules tires at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire. Pay online and schedule your installation appointment. Free pickup and drop-off for a hassle-free experience. Guaranteed.
America invested millions making Mark Kelly an astronaut. But after he left NASA, Mark Kelly made millions from one shady, sleazy deal after another, exploiting others in the process. Mark Kelly starred in a sexist marketing campaign, selling flashy watches using scantily clad women as props. We talked to real Arizona women. Here's Rochelle from Gilbert.
Wow, that's pretty sexist. I expected more from Mark Kelly.
What are other women saying about Mark Kelly? Listen to Margot from Mesa.
Mark Kelly got rich sitting on the board of a restaurant company accused of sexual harassment.
That's not all Kelly's company did. Here's Rochelle.
They forced women to sign away their rights to be able to sue for sexual harassment.
What did Vanessa from Gilbert have to say?
That makes me sick. Mark Kelly will really do anything for a dollar.
Mark Kelly is for Mark Kelly, not us. Defend Arizona Paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Good morning. This is Kimberly with the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and you are listening to Chamber Chatter. One thing I wanted to plug real quick, Carol had to go, but I wanted to say how to sign up for the 2020 Walk to End Alzheimer's one more time. That is at yumaalzheimerswalk.org. And then one thing real quick that I want to talk about for the Chamber is I am really excited to announce, we've already been talking about it a little bit, but we are going to have our first ever golf tournament. It is called Driving Business in Yuma, and it is going to be at Desert Hills Golf Course on December 12th at 8 a.m., and we are going to have much more information out to everyone soon. Right now we're working on sponsorships, but we will be asking people to sign up for foursomes, and that basically is going to be a reimagined version of our expo. You know, due to COVID, we couldn't do the expo this year. We couldn't have the booth, but we thought about how can we make it so that our businesses can still interact and people can interact with our businesses. And I thought, well, you know what? At golf tournaments, they often have booths at the tee boxes and other places. So the people who had expo booths will be allowed to sign up. They'll be allowed to have a booth like at a tee box. They'll be allowed to have a booth out of the driving range. Desert Hills is agreed to move the tees back a little bit for the driving range so that we can have booths out there. We can have booths on the patio. So basically, we're going to basically just turn the expo into a big, giant golf tournament where everybody can still conduct some business but have a good time. And I hope it's a great day for everyone. Again, that's December 12th at 8 o'clock a.m. And check out our Facebook page to find out more. And now I would like to introduce our next guest. We've got Manny Ramirez, the sales manager of Renewable Power. Sorry, couldn't come out this morning.
Good morning, Manny.
Thank you very much. Good morning, and grateful to be here. Thank you for the opportunity again.
And then also Ruth Gill, the office manager of Renewable Power. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you today?
I'm great. And yourself?
Great, thank you.
I'm great. Okay, so what can you tell me about Renewable Power? Tell me about your company.
Okay, so to get started, once again, thank you for the opportunity of being here and being able to talk to the people of the community of Yuma, right? And explain a little bit of what is it that we do and why we're in this business. We're in the business of the solar system for residential, right? Residential and commercial, so we can do it all. A little bit about the system is where we dedicate ourselves to help the community to save money with their electrical bill. Basically, we live in the sunniest city in the world, right? So might as well let the sun work for us and generate that power for us. So something that we wanted to talk about is a quick step, the six steps that are involved in getting your solar system, right? I'm going to go over them briefly. So the step one that we do a savings report, which is an analysis that we do based on the consumption of electricity of the house. We need that report, and we get those numbers basically and strictly from your APS website and your login. The reason why we do that is because we need to give you an exact amount. We need to know exactly how much you're consuming so we can give you an accurate proposal and analysis. We don't
so,
go...
So it's very personalized.
Yes.
Okay.
Every solar system out there is designed specifically for that home. You might see a couple of houses with a lot of panels, some with a small amount of panels, and you might wonder, why do they have so many and why don't we? It's because every house out there is unique, special, and we design a system specifically for them. Right? So after the savings report, we do an approval process. To get approved for a solar system, you need to be the homeowner, and the house has to be in great. The roof needs to be in good condition. We do site surveys to determine that the house is in good condition, so we can withhold the solar system for 25 years, and then you guys will be in good shape as well. Right. The step two that will be considered step two: checking the site survey. Site surveys, we measure the roof, take pictures of it. We send our engineers out there. They take a look at your breaker box to make sure everything's like up to date. Right. We don't want to have any hazards throughout time, especially we're dealing with electricity.
Do you also take into consideration the type of roof, whether they,
yes.
like, you know, shingles versus tile?
We do. We do, and we work on all of them.
Okay.
We work on all of them, so that we always have a solution for installing. Even if there are sometimes we run into little hiccups where customers might have a little roof that might be a little outdated or old, we can definitely work with the homeowner. So if you're out there and you are interested in solar and you feel like you might need some roof work done to your house, we can definitely help you out. We can add it to a loan, and we'll take care of your roof. You won't pay anything out of pocket. You'll just be saving money through your electricity, and you can be paying for your roof throughout time as well. So we definitely have a lot of programs out there. A lot of programs that sometimes people don't even know that we have. So,
okay.
So it's always good to get that consultation and just get your options, right? See your options, explore your options. The fourth step will be the installation process. We need to get the permit submitted from APS and the city, because everything does need to get approved through APS and through the city. We didn't just show up and we just install panels on your roof within a week or so. We wish we could to get you guys saving faster, right? But we need to follow the procedure. It's a process that we need to follow. So once we got everything up to date and approved from the city, then we're able to install.
And about how long does that take? How long does that process of approval take?
The approval could take anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
And it's a process. Like I said, the reason why is because there are so many applications going through the city every single day for solar.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to, it's like first come, first serve kind of in a way. So it's a pile of applications that they need to get revised. So once they get to yours, that way it's a time frame of 3 to 4 weeks. We like to say 3 to 4 weeks. It could be done a little bit sooner, just depending on how many applications the city has at the time.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah. The installation process takes about a day to 2 days, depending on the system. If it's a huge system, because you have a big house and you consume all of your electricity, it could take almost 2 days. If the average is about 1 day. They usually start like around 6 in the morning, especially in the summer, 5, 6, because they do want to beat that heat. The installers are out there, right?
Up on the roof, it's hot.
Yes. So they do want to get a little bit of head start, beat the sun to it, and they're usually done by like around noon or 2 the latest. They do a great job of cleaning up after themselves. Once they leave, they pick up all the trash, everything that they might have done, just so they can create that extra comfort for the customer and they don't have any trash outside of their patio.
And that's important. That's important, because
yes.
you don't want to leave a construction mess for someone to clean up. That's one of the things I noticed on your website when I was looking at it, was that's what they said, was they leave your home site spotless.
And I'm like, well, my home site might not have been spotless before we started, but so maybe I need to hire them just to come make it spotless.
Right?
But no, I'm just kidding.
No, but that's something that we work with our installer company a lot, and we try to visit, we try to go to all of our installations just to make sure everything gets done right and give the customer that comfort that we were there from the beginning, from when we actually initiated the conversation about solar, signed the agreement to the installation point. Right, we want to give them that comfort that we're there for them, and if they have any questions, because if they have questions about the installation, who better to ask than their sales rep, right, that was
right
there from the beginning. So we like to show up and make sure that they're taken care of and they feel comfortable. And the last step after the installation will be the final inspection to complete the project. So the final inspection, the city comes again after a time frame of within 7 to 10 days, roughly. The city inspector from either San Luis, San Martin, Yuma, the foothills, we'll go over to the house, make sure that the system that we installed is installed according to the plans that were approved. That we didn't put an extra panel, we didn't miss a panel, everything's wired up correctly, the breaker box is in good condition and good to go. So everything is up to date and we're good to go. Once we get the approval from the city, APS will go install the second meter that we need to install in order to turn on the system, and then we turn on the system about 7 to 10 days. So it's kind of like a roughly about 2 to 3 month time frame from the beginning to the end, because everything needs to be spot on.
So typical construction process, actually,
yes,
because
yes,
you have to go through the permits, and then, of course, you
yes
have to have the inspector come. And that's true if you do an addition on your home or anything that requires a permit. That's just yes, that's standard.
It's standard, correct.
It is very standard. So why solar? Why? I mean, we live in the sunniest city,
mm-hmm,
so I mean that makes sense to me. But what tips do you have why somebody should go solar?
The tips that I would suggest people to go solar are, other than the savings, of course. I mean, who doesn't like to save money, right? other than then having the sun doing the job for you, like I mentioned before. Basically, customers or people in general don't like to pay more than what they should. Nobody
mm-hmm
should pay more than what they should, right? So solar provides a really good opportunity for people to save a lot of money if it's done right. You hear a lot of horror stories, but we're here, and the reason why we ask for the opportunity to talk to every single homeowner is to clear those doubts, to cover those horror stories that people might have heard, because we know they're out there, and I embrace that. I talk about that because customers need to know everything related to solar, not just the good stuff, but everything involved. Right, so that's why it's very important. If you got in a quote, always get a second quote, get a third quote. We encourage you to do so, because by the time that you make your decision, you're gonna know exactly how the system works. Right? You sometimes if you go with the first person that comes walks to your door, then you might. It's happened a lot. I'm sorry. It's happened a lot where I walk into someone and I'm the third person in, and they sometimes say, "Wow, the other person didn't say that. Wow, the other person didn't cover it like you did. Or they didn't have proof of what you're talking about." We go in with proof and with facts. We go in with customers' bills before and after solar so they can see the difference. Anybody can tell you you're going to save money and you can believe it, right? But if you don't have proof of what you're actually talking about, that's when you actually can make a good decision for your family, which is saving money.
Well, and that's probably why I looked up your company clearly. I mean, you're a member of the chamber, and I looked it up. And so I noticed that you have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau. So
thank
that's
you
probably a lot of it. So
yes,
that's excellent. Great job.
Thank you for pointing that out.
But maybe, unfortunately, we'll talk about some of those horror stories in a little bit more after this break. You are listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Fox News at the top of the hour, brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at
truck made. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspension, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and snug top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
You've helped them every step of the way. Preschool to elementary school, elementary to high school, high school too. For too many, this is where their journey ends. The cost of college, vocational school, or other continued learning is simply too much. So I encourage you to open an AZ 529 education savings plan. I'm Arizona State Treasurer Kimberly Yee. You can choose from a variety of plans. Funds can be used for a range of educational expenses and educational choices. To learn more, visit AZ529.gov.
Hey Yuma, Collectors West Gun Show's formerly Murphy's is back at the Yuma Civic Center this weekend with their Big Gun and Knife Show. You'll find all your favorite vendors along with dealers new to the area. Find rifles, custom knives, ammo, pistols, scopes, and reloading supplies. The best brand names at the best prices. Bring your guns to sell, trade, or have appraised. Tickets are just $7 and CDC guidelines will be followed. For more information, check out CollectorsWest.com. Experience the Best Gun and Knife Show in Yuma this weekend at the Yuma Civic Center. Don't miss out.
These are not normal times. It's okay to not feel normal. Reach out and talk to somebody. The local crisis line is 866-495-6735. 866-495-6735. The Teen Lifeline can be contacted by phone or text 602-2418. Open Monday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m. And for crisis text line, text connect to 741-741. This message is sponsored by the Arizona Department of Education's Project AWARE and Office of Indian Education.
Don't you hate it when the price advertised isn't the price you end up paying? Like with T-Mobile's Essential Plan, the price they advertise isn't what you pay. Read the fine print. Taxes and fees are added to the price, and you have to get multiple lines. With Spectrum Mobile, the price you see is the price you pay. No added taxes, fees, minimum lines, or contracts on any plan. Spectrum Mobile, a better way to mobile. Go to SpectrumMobile.com and start saving today.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at GetCoolQuick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Good morning. We are back with Chamber Chatter and with Manny Ramirez, Sales Manager of Renewable Power. Good morning, Manny.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
And Ruth Gill, Office Manager of Renewable Power.
Good morning.
Good morning. When we left off, we talked about horror stories, not with Renewable Power, but for some solar practices in the past. And, you know, one of the things that I remember, you know, I worked in the real estate industry for 10 years for a real estate organization. And one of the things that concerned agents was when you had solar powers and somebody had to take over the lease. But I know that you have a program that kind of works with that a little bit, or at least I noticed one on your website. Can you tell me about that, a little bit more about that, and other horror stories, you know, about solar in the past and how renewable power has changed that?
Well, any applications or any sort of renewable power system in anybody's home is always transferable. We try to make it as easy as possible for anybody in the real estate industry. Sometimes at that point, we provide classes or educational information for real estate agents here locally in Yuma, and actually we have one coming up soon this week with Realty One, and we've provided some to Keller Williams on behalf of Daniel Jackson with Nova Home Loans. So at that point, all of the applications are transferable, just like we're able to get somebody approved and qualified, then we can get the brand new person approved and qualified as well there too.
Okay, and what if they don't have, clearly they're probably going to have decent credit if they're qualifying for the home, but what if they don't have quite the credit standard, they don't meet the credit standards that you have? Do you have some sort of a process where they can still get approved?
Yes, with the process, let's say unfortunately maybe they do not qualify requiring their credit score, at that point, then there would be a transfer fee involved. which at that point, I mean, you're still able to take over and get that transferred under the brand new homeowner.
Perfect. And what other, I mean, so, you know, we've all heard the horror stories from people that, you know, they're like, oh, I'm not going to do solar. They've heard, you know, we talked about some of the aggressive sales tactics during the break, and I remember those and everything. So what sets renewable power apart?
The service, I would say, most of all. We thrive in fully explaining all of the options out there to the homeowner. A lot of people think that there is just leasing and purchasing. But when we go out there and we tell our customers or homeowners in this case, you have four options. Sometimes you should see their faces and just like, wait, there's four options? Like, what are they? Okay, so there's lease, there's a purchase, there's a cash option as well, and then there's a prepaid. We want to find the right system for everyone. And that a lease might not fit, it might not be suitable for everyone. A purchase might not be suitable. So we definitely have the right program out there for you. We just need to explore and find out exactly what is it that you need, right? Going back to the horror stories like you mentioned before, one of the main things is like, I can't sell my house if I have solar. That's a lie, right? I'll be the first one to say that. Everything, like Ruth explained, everything's transferable. If you have a lease, that automatically transfers to the next homeowner. So on the lease, the contract will not be under your name specifically for 25 years. It's under the homeowner's name at all times. So if the house transfers to a new homeowner, so will the system. I kind of like to compare it to a pool. I mean, there's people who like houses with pools, and there's people who don't. Solar system is very, very similar. The only great thing about it is that solar system will be a smart house. So it's locked in at a fixed rate that they're going to be paying electricity for a lower price. Imagine right now how much you're paying for electricity and you get locked in at a better rate than you're buying electricity from the utility company. Now all of a sudden in 10 years you want to sell your house and you're locked in at a rate from 10 years ago. Wouldn't that be something appealing to as a pro to buy a house? Of course it will. On a purchase, there's definitely ways we can make that happen as well. Every case is different, but there's always a solution to it.
Perfect. It sounds like you feel very strongly about making sure that the homeowner is educated before they actually purchase their solar panels.
Of course.
And one of the things, we've talked about the savings on electricity, but are there tax credits or tax savings available as well for homeowners who choose to put solar panels in?
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, there is a federal tax credit, right? From when you do a purchase. On a lease, they are not there, but on a purchase or on a cash, they are there. And the federal tax credit is going to be dropping every single year. So until the rumors are said that eventually there will be no more federal tax credit. So when will be the best time to get a solar system if you're planning on taking advantage of that federal tax credit? Last year and the year before, right? So the sooner the better. The sooner the better. The federal tax credit will be dropping, I believe, to 22% next year.
Okay.
It's at 26% now from when it was 30% last year. So they will be dropping. And if you want to get more for your buck, then now is the time to act. So there's definitely federal tax credits involved. We explain that it's not a check to the customers. A lot of people out there have the impression that when they buy a system, they're going to get a check, a refund for the federal tax credit, and it's not that. We like to explain really how it works. It's a credit, it's not a refund.
Right, I understand that, yeah, but I do understand. A lot of people don't understand the difference there. So what do you think got you, I mean, we talked a little bit about that you have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, which is really awesome, and clearly you're members of the Chamber, so you're involved in the community, and we appreciate that. So what do you attribute that to? What do you attribute your success to?
I think, to be honest, it's just the relationships that we all establish, not just within our company, but we always want to have a good relationship with anybody in the business industry, like in the Chamber of Commerce or anyone part of the Better Business Bureau, because Yuma is a small community, and at that point, you know, you get to know a lot of people, and at that point, you're establishing really good relationships with people, and I think that's what it is, that at that point, I mean, that's what I see it, if whatever you
I
think.
I agree.
Yeah.
And we've talked a lot about homeowners putting this in, but you said you do commercial as well, and I know that one of the videos on your website was someone making pizza. I remember the pizza. He was making me hungry, actually. So what can you do for commercial business, you know, for businesses, for a commercial application?
For commercials and the video that you mentioned about the pizza, that was mainly one of our testimonials. Mm-hmm. We like to do testimonial videos of customers who really appreciate the service and they're extremely happy with it. And we're working on getting more of those out there because, like I said before, we like to go based on proof of what we're actually doing and the service that we're providing. For commercial businesses, it's a little bit different than residential because there might not be financing, so it'll be more of a cash option, but we can definitely work with getting you the right connection. We can connect with different partners to make it happen. A lot of commercials out there, they're not sure of the options that are out there, just like solar was maybe 5-7 years ago. People didn't really know much about solar. Now it's a booming industry. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that's going to happen with a commercial. Within a year or so, a lot of more commercial owners, people who are out there, if you own your own business and you spend a lot of electricity, reach out. We can definitely give you guys free information, a free quote, and then explore your options. So I definitely encourage anybody who's a homeowner or owns a business that they're paying too much for electricity, then reach out and we'll definitely explain your options to you.
Perfect. And one other thing that I noticed was if for some reason it can't go on the roof, do you have other options available as well?
Yes, we do. We have shade structures, right? Now, a lot of people want to have a shade structure in their backyard.
Right.
Unfortunately, everything has to go based on the regulations and city regulations, right?
Okay.
So the city needs to get involved to see how much space and what's really, to get the right permit, right, and the measurements for the land. So usually in the city, it's kind of tough because even though you might have a pretty decent backyard, we still need to stay 5 feet away from every wall. So it reduces the space, right? If you're in the counties, counties are a little bit more willing for shade structures because there's more land in your property. So we have a bigger space to work with. Then we can actually submit a structure for the solar panels, and we can put a decent sized system that for what you actually need in the shade structure instead of being used. So there's definitely options, but we just gotta touch bases with the city to make sure everything's up to date, and they will allow the shade structure that you guys need for your house.
Because I'm thinking like a car park. No, I wasn't thinking the backyard, although shade in my backyard is great. Yes. I'm not going to say that it's not.
A lot of people want to build a shade structure for their parking lot in their house.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I was thinking. So is there anything else? I mean, I know if anybody wants to get to the website, it is renewablepoweraz.com. And like I said, I clearly checked it out. It's got all of this information on there. You can also, I'm sure, call you, right?
Yes.
What's the number?
Our phone number is 928-318-7002. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or just message us directly on our Facebook pages.
Right. And we also, I just want to let everybody know that we have our headquarters coming in soon. So that's going to be something huge, something that a lot of people haven't seen. And we are going to invite everybody to go and check it out, get free proposals. And just check out what we're going to be doing for the community, basically.
And what is the address of the new headquarters?
Actually, it's between 23rd and C. So we don't really have a specific address yet, but it's between there. The best way I like to say the description, it's kind of by Cibola, that Mission Plaza.
Okay.
That empty lot. That's where our headquarters is going to be built at.
Perfect. That's going to be so exciting. And you're going to have, like, people be able to see how it works and
yes,
demonstrations.
Yes, we're
going to
have a whole showroom. We don't want to say too much. It'll start breaking ground pretty soon. So once we're there, we're definitely going to be inviting everybody. Thank you for the time. And we encourage anybody who wants to get a second opinion, a third opinion, give us a call. We'll be more than happy to explain how everything really works for you guys. So reach out. There's a 6-step process. But basically, you contact us and we'll take care of the rest.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. We've been talking with Manny and Ruth from Renewable Power. And if you want more information, go to renewablepoweraz.com or their phone number is 318-7002. This has been Kim with Chamber Chatter. I hope that you will join us tomorrow for Good Morning Yuma at 7 a.m. It will still be virtual, unfortunately, but it will be on our Facebook page. Thanks so much. This is Chamber Chatter 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters,
from the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio,
nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated,
KBLU,
warrant its completeness
Yuma
or accuracy. And it's